And you can start off lying flat on the floor, legs long, and if you like, something behind the head if that's more comfortable for the neck, but make it small. And let the floor fully support the body. With each exhalation, you can let the body be a little heavier, a little softer. And bring the attention to the breath, letting the body breathe however it happens to be breathing. And if you were to put a dot somewhere on the body that was where you perceive the center of the movement of the breath to be, where would you put that dot? And then you can bend one knee, stand that foot, and then the other knee. So both knees are bent, both feet are flat on the floor. And you can play with that position a little bit, see what feels like the, if you were gonna stay in this position for an hour, where would you put the feet so they didn't need to move and they'd be comfortable? We won't be here for an hour. And see if you can let most of the movement of the breath be below the rib cage. So letting the rib cage stay relatively still. Letting the movement be below the ribs. And when I say below, I mean towards the pelvis, towards the feet. And as you breathe that way, bring the attention to the area inside of the pelvis, which is shaped like a bony bowl with a hole in the bottom. And suspended within that bony bowl is a muscular hammock called the pelvic floor. The muscles around the anus, around the genitals, muscles that when you have the urge to use the restroom, you engage those muscles until you get to the toilet, and you sit down, you relax those muscles and evacuate the bowel or the bladder. See if you can feel a hint of movement in that pelvic floor hammock with the breath. And what you might feel is that during the inhalation, that hammock stretches a bit towards the feet. And during the exhalation, it comes back up towards the head. And if that movement's there, it's very subtle, very small. And whether that movement is there or not, whether you perceive that or not, gently either create it or accentuate it. So that during the exhalation, you're very, very gently drawing the pelvic floor, that hammock, towards the head, during the inhalation, letting it relax towards the feet. And let's say no more than 10 or 20% of your capacity when you're drawing it up. So working very gently, playing more than working. And an image that you may find simplifying for this is to imagine that the lungs were down in the bowl of the pelvis, nestled in this hammock, about where you know the bladder is. So during the inhalation, you're letting this imaginary bladder lung expand down into the bowl of the pelvis. And on the exhale, very gently drawing up to help it empty so that fresh air can come back in as the pelvic floor descends towards the feet. And then rest. Rest the mind and just let the breath do what it wants to again. And then, if you like, you can modify that image so that there's a front lobe and a back lobe to this imaginary lung in the bowl of the pelvis. And emphasize the back lobe now. So going back into that low breathing with the emphasis on breathing into the area around the tailbone, around the anus. So letting that area expand on the inhalation. And on the exhalation, very, very gently drawing up and in. And for this part, you might even want to use less of your capacity, 5%, when you're drawing the back of the pelvic floor up, drawing the anus up during the exhalation. And then rest again. And if you like, you can straighten the legs out for a moment, or you can leave them flexed, whichever is more comfortable for you. And let any physical tension or mental tension that might have been stirred up by that practice dissipate. Using the exhalation to let the body be a little bit heavier, a little softer, limp. And then you can bend the knees again. And emphasizing in that pelvic breath, the front of the pelvic floor. So if there were a front lobe and a back lobe of this pelvic lung or bladder lung, emphasizing movement in the front, the muscles around the genitals. On the inhalation, letting them lengthen and release. On the exhalation, very gently drawing up and in. And for this part, if you like, you can have just a hint more intensity to it. 10%, 20% of your capacity. And knowing that this is a hammock shape we're working with, if we do something with the front of the hammock, there's likely to be a feeling of movement in the back of the hammock. Or let's say there's a guarantee of feeling something in the back of the hammock. So we're accentuating the front, not being too perfectionistic about that. And noticing any difference in the ability to engage the front versus the back. And if you like, you can give yourself the experience of emphasizing the back for a few breaths, going between, alternating between front and back, just to get a sense for yourself, is there a difference? And then let the whole pelvic floor participate again. So breathing into the front, the back. And as you continue to do that, bring the attention to the throat. And if you're familiar with the Ujjayi breath, you can begin to do the Ujjayi breath only on the exhalation. So during the inhalation, letting the air move freely through the glottis. During the exhalation, partially closing the glottis to make a sound as if you were fogging up a pair of glasses, or whispering the vowel ah. And if I exaggerate that sound so you can hear me across the room, something like this. That's an exaggeration, so no need to make an audible sound that I can hear. Letting that be subtle. And the inhalation and the exhalation can be through the nose. And as you breathe that way, engaging that Ujjayi breath on the exhalation, notice how that changes the action of the pelvic floor hammock. And if there's difficulty sorting out the Ujjayi breath, another option is to purse the lips, as if you were blowing out a candle, creating a valve with the lips or with the throat, with the glottis. And then again, rest. And if you like, you can straighten the legs out again. Or if you're more comfortable, you can leave them bent. And then one at a time, bend the knees again till both are bent, both feet are flat on the floor. And go back into the breath we were doing a moment ago, breathing into the whole pelvic floor. On the exhale, engaging the ujjayi breath or pursing the lips to create that valve, that resistance to exhalation. And as you breathe that way, notice what the abdominal muscles are doing during the breathing cycle. And what you'll probably notice is that during the exhalation, while the pelvic floor is drawing up, the abdomen is drawing in. The abdominal muscles, especially the deepest layer, is shortening. During the inhalation, it's lengthening to allow the lungs to expand. And an image that you may find helpful here is to imagine that we've enlarged the lungs to not just the pelvic bowl, but the whole abdominal area. The abdominal and the low back area. So as if the lungs started below the diaphragm and went down to the bowl of the into the bowl of the pelvis. And you can accentuate the movement of the abdominal muscles too. So along with drawing the pelvic floor up and in, drawing the navel in, and gently pulling the lower ribs down towards the navel. During the inhalation, letting the pelvic floor release down and the belly expand. And just like I asked you to imagine there was a front lobe and a back lobe to the imaginary pelvic lung or bladder lung, imagine there's a front lobe and a back lobe to this abdominopelvic lung. And let's play with breathing into just the back of that lung. So on the inhalation, seeing if there's a possibility of the low back expanding a bit along with the back of the pelvic floor. Breathing as if your lungs were about where your kidneys are, extending down to the tailbone. So, not much movement in the belly with the breath. And then rest again, in whatever position works best for you. Letting, again, the physical tension and mental tension dissipate. And let the legs go long again to the position we started with. And notice if anything's changed, if you were to put a dot somewhere on the body that represented the center of the movement of the breath. Has it changed? Notice any other effects that you might feel from the practice, the exploration. And then mindfully taking your time, come over to one side and ease yourself up to sitting, standing. And let's come back together to discuss.